All right, welcome to the Identity Implementers Working Group call for June 16th, 2022. Thank you for joining us today. My name is Shar Howland, and I'm a co-moderator of this group with Tim Spring, who we introduced in the last meeting, but is out of the office this week. Today will be a bit of a shorter call without a presentation. So we'll just jump right into the working group updates and conclude the call after that. But we will resume having speakers as usual next call. Of course, this is a Hyperledger call, so we are following the antitrust policy and the Hyperledger Code of Conduct. We are collaborators in this space, and the things we discuss are not confidential or proprietary. Of course, as usual, if you have an interesting project that you'd like to talk about, you're very encouraged to give a presentation, and we can just book you in for a future call. This call is being recorded and will be posted on this meeting wiki page later today. I will send this out right now in the chat. Let's see, announcements or attendees. Would anybody like to introduce themselves? And if you're willing to put your name on the wiki link that I just sent out, that would be great. Let's see, in terms of announcements, we announced the Cardia Interopathon at our last meeting, and it is happening right now as we speak, but I just left it up here to make a note of that, and we will report on it in our next meeting. I think it's a bit late right now to join since it is already underway, but I look forward to hearing how that goes. Is anybody aware of any other announcements or things we should discuss before jumping into working group updates?
The only other thing that I was going to say is the Hyperledger Global Forum is coming up.
Right.
Fall. We put forth two presentations and hadn't heard back yet. So I reached out to them, and they're still making decisions on the presenters. And so they said that they're going to announce, or sorry, let the proponents know today, end of day today, is what they said. It was supposed to be like Monday.
Okay. Yeah, thanks for mentioning that. I heard something yesterday about somebody who was still waiting to hear about the speakers. So that's great to hear that news will be out soon. And great. Yeah, thanks for that. Thanks for that update. And I look, when that comes, I look forward to hearing about everything that is discussed there.
Yeah.
All right. Any other announcements before we jump in to working group updates? All right, so we'll start with Hyperledger. As usual, in the main identity working group, I saw a note from Vipin Barathon that they had a meeting scheduled for June 8th, but decided to cancel it, and this meeting will be held every 4 weeks on Wednesdays. The Indie Contributors call, they met last week, and it looks like they're getting close to completing the Indie Ubuntu 20.04 upgrade, so that's exciting. The main final tasks have been to complete the tag and publish process, complete the indie test automation GitHub actions, and then merging 20.0, that branch, into main. They've also discussed the indie SDK Dependabot notifications. Anyone involved in that group who has anything else to share? Let's see, in the Aries working group, in their last meetings, they've been focusing on AIP2, that update, and device binding. Both of those PRs linked here just got merged in. The AIP2 one updates the RFC links to specific commits to add in clarifications made since AIP 2.0 was updated in March of this year. Specifically, clarifications around did exchange, did com transports, and out of band. And then the initial draft for device binding attachments was merged in as well. and as well as a PR related to clarifying the process of shortening URLs. So lots going on in that group. Aries Bifold. Not too many notes here. Some recent agenda items include working on the pin screen and an update on Indie SDK for Mac OS and iOS. Let's see, Aries Cloud Agent Python. They met this week and talked about getting to the release 0.7.4. Sounds like that is coming up soon. Here's a link with the PRs. Since the release candidate 2 for Akapai 0.7.4, and then also dealing with duplicate admin API endpoint calls and problem reports. All right. Aries Framework Go, they met last week and mainly went over work updates. Aries Framework JavaScript, they're working on their next release, 0.2.0. And so here's a list of what is planned to go into that one and then the next release as well. And then Ursa, we've reported on them in previous meetings, and I don't believe that they've met since then. Are there any other Hyperledger updates? I know I kind of breezed through these last few. Any other Hyperledger related items that anybody has? All right. We can move on to the Trust Over IP Foundation. They had their all members meeting yesterday with a special topic of AIM and SSI, a combined approach to digital identity from Gabe Albert and Lexi Ashpole from Accenture. Did anybody attend this meeting who would like to share about it?
I attended that. It was really good, really valuable.
Great.
It wasn't detailed maybe, but it was a good sort of overview of the identity access management and self-sovereign identity, how users are probably going to have to use, you know, multiple things, or, you know, how the interoperability works.
Right.
Yeah, and is that a link to the slides?
Yes, okay. It is. Okay. So, and then the main meeting wiki. So yeah, that has a whole paragraph about how that presentation went and what they discussed. So I also saw a note that it looks like the next all members meeting is also a special topics meeting. Okay. It didn't list who or what the topic is, but we'll likely be able to report on that before their next meeting. So great. Thanks for that, Kyle. All right. Steering committee. Did anybody attend this June 8th meeting who'd like to report? So they mainly introduced Monarchy, a new steering committee member, and held some elections as well. Oh, the TOIP meeting is on YouTube as well. Great. Thank you, Jim. I can find that. I can look for that on YouTube, but if you have a link handy and want to drop it in the chat, I can just put it in the wiki. But thank you. Appreciate that. Let's see. Communications committee. Is anybody involved in that group who would like to report?
Yeah, the main thing coming out of that, and I'll get the link in one sec, was a press release with Trust Over IP and OIX about going hand in hand forward. So that was press release. It's on the Trust Over IP site. I'll put the link in the chat.
Great. Thank you. That's great to hear. And I will update the wiki with any link that you send. So thank you. All right. Let's see, the governance stack working group. Anybody attend this meeting Actually, this meeting that I put up here is today. I put it up since it's just looks like it's at noon Mountain Time. But Kyle, did you want to give any updates about that?
Yeah. So for the working group, we actually had a meeting yesterday as well to talk about sort of the re-looking at the governance stack. And so Alex Tweedle facilitated that. And kind of what we're doing is looking at, we're taking a second look at the governance structure, really when it comes down to templates and documentation. So that meeting was yesterday. Today's meeting is the plenary. And I can probably give an update at the plenary today on what we've talked about. I know Dan was at that meeting yesterday, maybe some others.
But. Great. Yeah. Thank you for that update.
Yeah, he did a big Miro presentation, which I imagine will be captured in the notes. So he was, capturing and organizing brain, you know, brain dumps.
Yeah.
Great. Thank you. And thanks, Jim and Dan, for the links in the chat. I'll make sure those make it onto the page. All right. Technology Stack Working Group. Looks like they have a new task force called AI and the Metaverse Technology Task Force, where the goal of this task force is to draft a recommendation for the TOIP community to explore opportunities and challenges created by advances in AI in relation to the mission of creating interoperable trust over the internet. So this relates to the intersection of trust and AI, how AI raises challenges with how we think about fairness and privacy and accountability. Sounds very interesting. Is anybody involved in this group who would like to say more? All right, utility foundry group. Let's see, they're continuing to discuss the TOIP layer one document. And on June 21st, they will have a presentation on Hedera and the state of identity on distributed ledgers from Keith Cowell. Ecosystem foundry group. Anybody involved in this one who'd like to report? Looks like they are focusing on definitions of an ecosystem and its various parts, concepts and terminology. They met last week and discussed progress on the terms tool 2.0 planning and the human experience working group terms wiki. There are links to both of those here, if you'd like to learn more.
Yeah, and just if you were at the All Hands Trust Over IP meeting, Drummond talked about this, and they're looking for a developer to help with the, I think it's really the glossary and the terminology piece of work. They have one developer, but they need another one who has experience with Markdown and documentation, GitHub, CI/CD, things like that. The details of it are in the Trust Over IP All Hands, but they are looking for a developer for that.
Okay, great to know. Thanks for mentioning that and getting the word out. I can make a note for that on this page as well. So thank you. All right, any other TUIP updates before we move on? All right, moving on to the DIF, the DIDCOM working group. Is anybody involved in this group who'd like to report on it? So they just merged in this, this PR that changed some documentation, removing the mention of a non-crypt, which was a method present in V1 that allowed a message to be encrypted to a recipient using ephemeral sender keys. allowing the sender to remain anonymous, and then also adding in return route. And then looks like they've been discussing group messaging and the prior work done there. Right, the DIDCOM users group. So they've been discussing link formats in guidebook on didcom.org, OpenPI's Web 5, which sounds like has been getting buzz because Jack Dorsey tweeted about it. Has anybody been following that discourse closely or have opinions on it that they'd like to share?
Yeah, so that did come up today in the TechBark task force. We will put that in the architecture, the web nodes, decentralized web nodes as an intermediary in the technical architecture. So we're trying to roll it in.
Great. Great, thanks for that update. And they've also been discussing clipped forms of DIDs. This is an idea about how some DIDCOM V2 messages are quite verbose and how long DID strings might need to be repeated multiple times. And if it would be worth establishing a convention inside a given DIDCOM message so that multiple references to the same DID can shorten and reference each other. Let's see, DIF interoperability group. Anybody involved in this group who'd like to report? Here's a link to their notes document if you'd like to investigate further. In the Sovereign Foundation, does anybody overall for the Sovereign Working Groups, does anybody have any updates on the Technical Governance Board or the Steward Council or the SSI and IoT Working Groups? As far as I've been able to find in their meeting information, they haven't had more recent meetings, but I could be wrong. And if anybody has any updates, feel free to jump in.
Yeah, the only thing that I know a little bit about is the DID Indy implementation is sort of the focus. And there's a lot of discussion in, I think it's the GitHub RFCs or issues space.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Great, thanks.
I don't know about actual meetings.
Right. Okay, thank you. All right, in the W3C standard, in the DID working group, does anybody have any updates on this group? Or I haven't been able to find a more recent meeting than this, but if anybody knows any other information, feel free to jump in. In the community credentials group, in their last meeting, their topic was the verifiable credentials for education task force. There's a link to the agenda and the meeting minutes if you'd like to learn more. So let's see, any other W3C updates or working group updates in general that anybody would like to add? All right, well, we don't have a presentation scheduled for today, so it's a bit of a shorter call, but next week or 2 weeks from now, we will have a presentation on machine readable governance from Mike Ebert and Simon Nazarenko from NDCO. And yes, Jim.
Yeah, I threw it in chat. I wanted to introduce our guest, James Schoening today. James is the project leader for the IAM project, which I briefed this group about. And I invited him along. He's very interested in getting plugged in with the Indian Aries community, specifically looking at some of our technical considerations, and wanted to give him 5 minutes or so for introductions and questions, if I could.
Yeah, please. That'd be great. Thanks so much for joining us, James.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. We're a relatively new Linux Foundation project. We go by the letters IAM. We let other people figure out what that means. We think there's a dual meaning there. But regardless, the one specific thing that we are doing is we are building a personal data store that we were trying to integrate with Aries and Indy at this time. So we're looking for people from this community that would care about bringing in a personal data store. Now, I actually, went back to 2019 when Aries was being created, and there was a statement in there saying, someday we hope to add a personal data store. Now, of course, our personal data store, we have an innovative claim because lots of people are creating personal data stores. Our innovative claim, and see, we come from the ontology field, and we've been developing standard ontologies. And there is now an ISO standard top-level ontology, and we're also now creating a standard mid-level ontology. And we're also working on a domain extension standard called the MyData ontology, and we're collaborating with the MyData Global organization. And the benefit of that is it allows individuals to use data from many different sources and integrate it. They transform it to align with the common ontologies. It's then in the form of triples, and it's then integrated data that's of high value to the individual. So that's what we're bringing forward. We're starting to integrate with Aries and Indy, but we're not experts in that. So we're looking for other people on that side that have that might care about bringing in a personal data store and could help us, guide us, look at the way we're implementing Aries and Indy. And we're also looking at Kerry right now. So that's our request to this community. We're willing to join other groups. We could, offer up what we're doing into other groups. There's a lot of groups going on here. But so we're looking for these connections. And I see Kyle turned his camera on. So do you have any feedback?
You should take that as a good sign. Yes. What you're talking about is a great interest to me. I'm working with the province of British Columbia.
Okay.
And we are developing an open source tool called Traction, which is an API wrapper, but it also has a data store component to it, and it's on top of Akamai. And it's the main goal of that is to be a way for an existing line of business application to use verifiable credentials without having to use another tool or rip their own system apart or something like that. And so it's cloud-based wallets. I think probably one of the things that you're thinking about as well is the mobile wallet, like an Aries mobile wallet, personal, if you're talking about personal data store.
Mm-hmm, sure.
I think the mobile wallet's probably a factor as well, but yes. Don't forget about the cloud wallets. But I would love to talk further as well about what we're doing and what you're doing.
Okay, great. I'll contact you afterwards, and sure. Maybe we can set up a phone call.
Sure.
Great. Yeah, James, I'm so glad that you're getting involved in the Indian Aries community and that you've joined this call. Let me know if you'd like to take more time to talk about what you've introduced, and you could definitely give a presentation on this call and keep getting the word out. So we could make that work if you're interested.
Yes, you meet every 2 weeks, it looks like?
Yeah, so this call meets every 2 weeks. We usually do the working group updates for the first half, as we have today. And then in the second half, we have a 20-25 minute presentation from somebody in the community. So if you wanted to, if get scheduled in for one of those in the future to keep getting the word out. That'd be great.
Yeah, I think we'd like to do that.
All right. I'll get in contact with you about that then.
Okay, great. So thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Did anybody else have any other questions for James? All right. And Jim, is that, I see your hand is still up. Is that from a previous point?
Oh yeah, I'm sorry about that. I am lowering my hand as we speak. There we
go. Okay, just wanted to verify. All right. Well, thank you again, everybody, for joining the call. Are there any other working group updates or announcements or anything that you'd want to share before we close out? All right. Well, again, I hope you join us in 2 weeks for our presentation on, or Mike and Simon's presentation on machine-readable governance. And I will see you on 2 weeks. Thank you so much for joining.
Thanks, Char.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you.
Excellent as always, Char. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.